process of creating music today has become more complicated than it's ever been before because of the advent of all of these digital tools. That being said, it's also what makes music so cool today, because now you have what used to be $100,000 worth of studio gear that's been turned into software that can sit on your laptop. The result of that is that you have a lot of data and a lot of complexity, and artists in the end are much more interested in spending time making stuff than they are managing stuff. With Gobbler, what we've done is we basically said, let us be the communication layer between you and your collaborators. Let us handle the data for you. Let us make sure that all the project files that you need to do your work and the person you're collaborating with, you always have that at the same time. And the result of that is that, you know, remote collaboration, which really is the way most people are working today, becomes as seamless as pressing a button.
My name is Danny Masterson. I'm an actor and a DJ, and I own a studio in Hollywood called Bronson Island. When we're making files on Pro Tools or Logic or Ableton, you have these massive files. With Gobbler, we can basically send files back and forth without having to download these massive piles of information and just sort of get the ghosts of them and be able to adjust and then send it back up to the cloud.
Gobbler is probably one of the greatest tools that I have. It really expands the reach of being able to work with people all over the world. I recently did a band from London, and we actually did the record via Gobbler.
We have users in 122 countries, and when you're dealing with the kind of data that we're dealing with, speed and performance and reliability actually become the most important thing, because oftentimes when people are using our system, they're in the middle of very time-sensitive projects.
Gobbler knows how to pick out just the tiny pieces that really matter and compress them using specific compression algorithms for audio. To the end user, to a musician, that just means a savings in time. So something that will take minutes or an hour to transfer with Gobbler, it can literally be a minute or a few seconds.
You know, when we looked at switching over to Microsoft Azure, we said, okay, well, how much work is it going to be for us to actually have to do that? Because we've actually taken a lot of pride in what we've built, and it's very specific to what we do. But as it turns out, Microsoft's thought about that for people and made it so that however you think your platform should work inside of their infrastructure, there's a way to do that. It was actually really easy to make the move because everything that we needed was already there. We're living in a time where anyone who has a creative bone in their body has the ability to be expressive and the ability to share that expression on a global scale. Creativity and art are the things that make everyone smile and have a great day. If you can add just some little speck of additional ingenuity to it so that people enjoy the process more and it's easier, and hopefully that extra added moment will actually give people a leg up to make the song a little bit better or the video a little bit smarter, and we're hoping that we're some part of that.